Second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Wednesday. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you. We're live here at Mercedes-Benz of Music City, 734 Envious Lane. Beautiful, beautiful place. We're now joined Cameron Wolf, a guy we got to know when he was here covering the Titans. Now he's covering this game, Titans 49ers, tomorrow night, Nissan Stadium for NFL Network. You can follow him on at Cameron Wolf on Twitter. It's free and easy to do. Thursday Night Football concludes this week with 49ers Titans exclusively on NFL Network. Cameron, how you doing?
Good, man. How you guys doing, fellas?
You've been in town all week covering this for NFL Network. What do you think?
Oh, man, I think the Dolphins, I mean, the Titans really need a win. I think it would be something that, you know, would really ease a lot of people's concern here for the playoffs and for where they are. I think you guys talked about it at the top, man. They just got to figure out how to stop not coughing the ball up. They've actually moved the ball really well. They're just playing a really aggressive, physical team this week, so they can't afford to have multiple turnovers like they've had a lot in recent weeks.
What's your gut feeling on A.J. Brown? You think he's back in the lineup?
Yeah, I do. I reported this on NFL Network, but I was told that there's a good chance that he plays on Thursday. They feel really good about where he was coming out of the Sunday game, and they just wanted to see him practice for a couple of days and make sure he didn't have any setbacks. So my expectation is that he plays Thursday, designated off IR today, and then plays Thursday.
You're the perfect guy to ask this because you also covered the Dolphins. You know where I'm going with this. So there was a lot said about Ryan Tannehill. He got here when he took over from Mariota. Things were really good, and things have been really good. This year, though, it has not been the same Ryan Tannehill. He has been pedestrian. He's been average. He's been below average at times. Just not been a good season for Ryan Tannehill, and I get it. They're not protecting him the same. Derrick Henry's out of the lineup. Things are different. But overall, what do you make of you've got history with Ryan Tannehill. What do you make of kind of what's going on this season and why this is kind of the first time we've seen a very average Tannehill this year?
Yeah, I think Titans fans are seeing some of the frustration that I think a lot of Dolphins fans felt for seven seasons. You know, when the team around Ryan Tannehill isn't playoff caliber, which is what the Titans roster is right now, just being frank, without Derrick Henry, without a healthy A.J. Brown and Julio Jones, it's not a playoff caliber offense. You see some of the warts of Ryan Tannehill's game. You know, I think that when he's at his best, he's able to play off the play action really well. He's able to be a really important supporting piece rather than being the guy that you need to win you the game. And I think that right now he's being forced into being the guy that needs to win the game every week with Derrick Henry out. So I think that's why you're seeing some of the quote-unquote average play. And I think, honestly, at this point of his career, you know, he's 30 years old, I think it probably is who he is. So I think for the Titans, they built this team really well around him. But when that supporting system starts to break down, I think the reality is that you have a quarterback that usually isn't going to be the reason why you win on a given Sunday.
As Tim Hasselbeck told us yesterday, and I agree with him as a former quarterback, not all interceptions are created equally, not all the times. Sometimes quarterbacks get blamed for interceptions when it's really not their fault. But with that being said, he has turned the ball over at an alarming rate this year. There's been fumbles, interceptions. Is that a problem that's haunted him throughout his career? We haven't really seen it a bunch here until this year. Is that something that they used to talk about in Miami whenever they had average teams around him? Was there also a turnover issue in Miami?
Yeah, 18 giveaways, I think, for Ryan Tannehill this year. That's tied for most in the league. So that's kind of attenuating your point. I think in Miami, the big issue for Ryan was that his pocket presence wasn't very strong when things broke down around him. So the pressure would come about. He wouldn't be as aware. So that's when a lot of the sacks would happen. Those were a lot of those strip fumbles would happen. So he didn't have a huge interception problem in Miami, but there was a fumble issue, particularly when sacks came about. So I think, like I said, when the pressure is, and nothing against Ryan Tannehill, I think he's a good quarterback, but I think some of his limitations are when the pressure's on him, when the team's focus is, hey, our main goal is to stop the passing attack, then I think that's when you see a lot of his weaknesses with pocket presence, a lot of his weaknesses with being able to really command the offense and lead them down the field for touchdowns in the red zone consistently. So I think fumbles and some of the red zone woes are some things that were common elements in Miami.
Talking to Cameron Wolf, and Cameron, the more I look at the 49ers and the numbers and how they've been playing the last 6 to 7 weeks, I feel like this might be the best team the Titans have played in a good while, at least arguably so. So tell me what you're seeing with the 49ers and this run that they're on.
Yeah, they've been a team that's really turned things around physically. You know, I think this is a team that always has been a physical bunch back to 2019 when they won the Super Bowl. But I actually talked to Kyle Juszczyk yesterday, and he said they were 3-5, and Kyle Shanahan told him, hey, we're going to start trying to run the ball 40 times a game. And that's when they kind of really changed their mentality. I think they're in the vision of what the Titans were early in the season with, you know, we're going to run the ball, we're going to play good defense, we're going to be physical, and we're going to out-tough you. So I think that's a lot of where they are, and they're getting really efficient play for Jimmy Garoppolo. We talked a lot about the turnovers for Ryan Tannehill. They're getting the opposite for Jimmy G. They're getting the version of Jimmy G that the Titans saw with Ryan Tannehill in the previous 2 years. You know, I think you're getting a guy who's not turning the ball over, who's being really efficient in the red zone. So I think they're a team that they don't beat themselves often, and they usually are in situations where they're up in the game going into the fourth quarter, and then they can just lean on you with their, you know, trio of running backs to kind of win the game. So I think this is going to be a very tough game for the Titans. This is a team that's red hot. I think they've won 5 of their last 6, and you know they've actually played really, really good run D over the last 6 games, and that's something where, you know, I was actually surprised to see the Titans have ran the ball actually pretty good without Derrick Henry. It's been the passing game. So the one element the Titans offense does do good is going to have a really tough challenge, because 5 of the last 6 games they've held their opponents under 85 rushing yards. So it's going to be a tough challenge for Deontay Foreman and Hillard and the Titans O-line.
I'm curious how the Titans try to cover George Kittle and what teams are doing. They've got Kevin Byard. They've got Jayon Brown, who's a pretty good cover linebacker. But, of course, George Kittle isn't your average tight end. He's been playing outstanding ball.
Absolutely. George Kittle is in my opinion, top 3 tight end for, like, each of the last 6 or 7 years. And he's just consistently been there. You know, there's guys who come in and out of that group. But George Kittle's, like, the stalwart. And he's such a unique guy because he's just as good of a blocker as he is a passer. So the 49ers really don't have to take him off the field at all. You know, a lot of tight ends, you're just, you know, passing guys, but that's not the case for George. So I think that you're probably going to see a lot of the safety spend time on him. You know, maybe you spend some time with Kevin Byard on him. Maybe you send the other safety down and kind of have him on man coverage with them. But I don't think you can risk putting a linebacker. I know Jayon's really good in coverage, but George Kittle's just too fast and has too much playmaking ability in the open field for me to see them putting a lot of one-on-one coverage with the linebacker. So the interesting part of the 49ers offense is that because they run the ball so often, a lot of their passing game is off play action. So Titans are going to have really good eye discipline to be able to, you know, sell out for the run but still not get beat over the top with the play action. And they got a guy in Debo Samuel who's really unique in how they use him as a receiver and a running back. So there's plenty of challenges for this Titans defense, and I'm eager to see it because even though we talk a lot about this Titans offense and their struggles, his defense has been really good, and I think this is a good challenge to really test how good they truly are.
Cameron Wolf is with us from the NFL Network, and back to the Titans offense for a second. I mean, you covered this team. You know that how important the tight end position was, whether it was Delanie Walker or later Jonnu Smith. How surprised were you that John Robinson didn't address that, and you're certainly seeing that come, you know, catch up to him because they've struggled not having an effective tight end?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you look at the offseason, and clearly they made a couple of splashier moves that they went all in, and they felt like those were going to be the missing pieces with Julio Jones and Bud Dupree. And, you know, you've really had, you know, mixed to poor results with those guys. I mean, Julio's struggled to stay healthy. Bud Dupree, you know, wasn't healthy much early in the season. Now I think he's coming. He's had a couple games where he's flashed, but not anything consistent. So I think they decided to put their bucket into maybe those two main pieces rather than getting some of those supplemental pieces that we've seen them kind of do in the past. So it's tough because this is a team that has been good for so long. I think this is the 6th straight winning season for the Titans. They're trying to make that jump from good to great, which is very difficult to do. And I think they decided, hey, we're going to try to make the big splashes instead of the complimentary splashes. And, you know, I don't know if that was the right or the wrong choice, but it hasn't worked out so far.
Cameron, good to talk to you. I know you got to run, but enjoy the game, and we'll do it again soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
Cameron Wolf, NFL Network. He's an NFL Network reporter. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter, at Cameron Wolf. And Thursday Night Football concludes this week with 49ers-Titans exclusively on the NFL Network. We'll have much more coming here on Darren, Donick, and Chase as we are live from Mercedes-Benz of Music City here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
If you're looking for a place to hang tomorrow, we've got it for you. Our pregame show will be conducted from 5 until 7 p.m. And it'll be at Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House in East Nashville. Jarrett Stillman, Mark Howard, Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, who will join us tomorrow for Underdog Picks. We're doing that tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Tomorrow's good.
Boomba's Craft Pizza
Makes
and
sense.
Tap House.
I wish everybody could have witnessed what just happened.
In East Nashville is located. Their exact address is 1003 Russell Street. Look, whether you're going to the game or you're just looking for a place to watch the game, that is your place. Our pregame show is brought to you by TriStar Moving, Parman Tractor and Equipment, FreedomTireGuys.com, FanDuel, E2 Roofing, Hillside Medical, which is where Elijah Campbell is right now, our Hillside Medical Game Studio, Social Furniture, and Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. We are live here at Mercedes-Benz of Music City, 734 Envious Lane. We'll be here until 2 o'clock. Thank you, Nashville General Hospital. The fine folks from there, just stop by. Junie, our man, is outside in front of our tent, or under our tent. He's actually not in front of it. He's underneath it, and he just told us, and I went out there and looked. They just dropped off a bunch of stuff, and I mean a bunch of stuff. So we thank them greatly. Also, a listener right after them dropped off brand new coats, still on hangers. I mean, got some really good stuff coming in here, and we are going to put it to great use on Christmas morning. So thank you so much for that. Please keep them coming. If you're going to be out here in the area, we're out here right off 40. Right by the airport. If you're coming on 40 and you get right off the exit, it's the Briley Parkway South exit. You cannot miss it. Huge signs right here. And you get off, take a right, and your first right, take it, and you'll be right in here. And if you could give anything, we're looking for brand new socks, sweatshirts, large, bigger sizes if you could, darker colors if you could, brand new gloves, knit hats, coats, all those will be accepted to help homeless folks downtown. People who cannot help themselves on Christmas morning, we're also going to give them meals courtesy of Yogi's Pizzeria. So any help will be greatly appreciated. And, of course, the folks at Mercedes-Benz of Music City have been nice enough to let us be here today and get the word out and have people stop by. All right, let's get to our Week 16 Top 10, because, yes, we are officially now in Week 16. After the two games last night, we're officially in Week 16. It's not going to be for long because the Titans host the 49ers tomorrow night.
This was hard. This week was really difficult.
I am all over the place.
I am too.
I reset.
Yep, I did too.
I reset everything this week.
Yep.
I decided I wasn't just going to take my week from last week, and so I've reassessed.
I'm still kind of making adjustments here.
I've got it set. I'm ready to go.
I basically did the same thing.
I've turned over a new leaf.
Yeah, I don't. And I struggled. I really did.
I didn't struggle as much as I thought I would. I feel pretty good about my list right now.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
but I've made some major adjustments.
Okay. Well, then, with that being said,
I think we're going to differ.
I think we're going to be all over the place. So, last week, I had Tampa 1. Willie, you had Tampa 1. Chase, you had Green Bay 1. Any changes? I've got changes. Willie, I know we probably have changes.
Chase, I have Green Bay still number one.
You still have Green Bay one. No surprise there. I, too, have faulted the Cheeseheads. A win in Baltimore over the Ravens, and I get it, a depleted roster, but still a good win. I have moved the Packers from 2-1 this week. Willie, what say you? Drum roll. Elijah, can we get a drum roll? We've not seen the results, but there is a chance.
Can we get a Christmas vacation drum
there
roll?
There is a chance that this is going to be shocking development. I guess we're not going to get a drum roll.
I do have.
It's on its way. The drummers are on their way.
They're bringing the drum in.
They're what?
They're bringing the drum in.
It's a really, really big producer.
They said they're bringing the rum in. I would like
so. It takes a while to get the drum in.
There we go. Willie's number one pick is
the Green Bay Packers.
Oh wow!
Where's the symbol? Is it a symbol?
This is a never-ending drum roll.
You put him on the spot.
Okay, we're good.
They're working very hard to keep this drum going.
Give him a break.
The symbol has
fellas,
not arrived
keep going,
yet.
Keep going, fellas.
Only the snare drum has arrived,
give
not
him a
the
break.
Symbol.
All right. So you had Green Bay number one?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, folks.
You got to give it to him.
Well, no, you have to. Well,
you got to tip your hat.
We've been acknowledging Green Bay all season long.
I hope Robbie Stanley is listening.
But I tell you guys this every week. I had him number two last week, number three the week before. I'm trying to find my week
right,
before
but
that.
It's revisionist history. Early on in this, you were trying to tell me and the listeners, you know, all of their faults and all of their warts, and you're not a believer. And we've come a long ways. Now you're a believer. They're number one.
Hey, you're allowed to move up. You're allowed to improve as the course of the season goes along.
Yes, you are allowed to do that. That
you're
is correct.
You're allowed to do that. Good teams
that
improve.
That is a true
that's
statement.
That's what they've done.
Okay. All three of us.
They've steadily moved up.
Have the Packers number one going into week 16. I'll just say this. I believe they're the team to beat.
The Green Bay Packers.
They're the team to beat. I know you're going, well, you have them number one. I'm telling you, I think they're the team to beat. The landscape changes every week. This is why we do this in the NFL. Tim Hasselbeck painted the picture. The Chris Godwin injury is very significant to Tampa. Did he not? I asked him. I said, what?
Yep.
Is this big deal? Is this not a big deal? Hiccup? He made it out to be a big deal. He's torn ACL. He's lost. Like, he is not coming back.
Leonard Fournette is out.
Like, DeAndre Hopkins could come back. You know, Derrick Henry could come back. And these are things that will help change the landscape of the playoff picture. He's not coming back.
Yeah, he's out.
Now, Fournette's got a hamstring injury, so.
He's out for the rest of the season. For the regular season. They're hoping.
Right.
They're hoping. That
but
they
Willie,
could get
we
it back
know
in the postseason.
You're, look, you're not people are you're not out. We know here you're not out very long with hamstring injuries.
Right,
we know a thing or two about that.
Oh, wait a minute.
By the way, John the mailman says, "Was it bad, Willie? Did it hurt you that bad? Go Pack, go."
Yeah, you didn't really cringe or anything. You seemed to have come around.
Look, I had him number two last week.
Yeah, I know, but it took a while.
And I had him number three the week before.
It took just, a lot
it's
of
a gradual
brow breeding. Yeah. Here we are.
Sorry, what?
Bill Blur.
Can I have some more gummies?
Wow. All right. And Tyler says Darren has Josh Reynolds at number one.
I do not have Detroit in my top ten. Believe it or not.
I thought about it.
Off that big win, I don't have him in my top ten.
Okay,
Josh
so
Reynolds
number,
effect.
Number two.
Number two. I have moved the Kansas City Chiefs to number two from 4-2. They have been on the steady rise. This team was 3-4 at one point this season. 3-4, and they haven't lost since. In fact, their last loss was against?
Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans was their last loss.
In week 9, I didn't have them in my top 10.
You didn't have them in their you did not have the Chiefs in your top 10.
And now I too have them at number 2.
You also have them at number two. Wow.
Yeah.
I, three, have them number two.
Wow.
I mean, how can you not? At this point, I'm not really sure where else you could put them. I'm trying to look at the first week that I had. I feel like I had them in the top 10 a week before you guys did, which was week.
You probably did.
I had them at week 12. I had them week 11. I did not have them in on week 10. So week 11 was the first time I had them in the top 10. That was number 8. I feel like I was the only one of the three of us that had them in there that week. So I kind of saw it coming. But now with Kelce and Tyreek Hill on the COVID list.
But we know. I mean, this is the beauty
of. This is what every team's going to have.
This is why we do the top 10, yeah. Because you do this and you know there's a real shot. Well, a lot of times it's because they're going to go against each other, right? You know somebody's going to lose, so it's going to change.
Yep.
All right. Look, even with the loss, I would have had Tampa number two, but the loss of Godwin and the injuries starting to mount, you just know it's going to affect Tampa. The question is, how much is it going to affect them? Still not enough to push them any lower than three. So I have Tampa three.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
So you have Tampa three as well.
Yep, I just pushed them down.
I feel like the listeners probably think we talk about our picks because I feel like we are too close.
We
too much.
We don't. I considered moving them down to four, but I was like, nah. You know, I'm just not. I think one spot is fair enough.
I have Dallas at three.
Willie, he's still a Dallas believer. I mean, you had Dallas last week five. I had Dallas eight. Chase had his beloved Cowboys seven. So you moved Dallas with that big win over the – who'd they beat? The Giants? Dallas beat?
The G-Men.
Wow, that big win vaults them to three, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Dallas is going to be tough.
I will say this. Whenever you say, like, oh, that big win, I just hear Floyd's voice in my head. Did we win? Okay. That's all I want to know. We won.
I mean, somebody on this list lost to the Lions last week.
Yeah, it's going to affect them greatly.
No, it's going to
affect them greatly. All right, number four.
Number four.
Willie, who do you have at four?
I have the Rams at four. They've done some impressive stuff without a lot of key players, which tells me how good
they
are.
They had one key player last night, though.
You know, just
actually two. Because one guy has to get him the ball.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I'm
my quarterback.
I'm still pissed about cups.
But the last two wins, I think the Rams are officially out of the slump. I have had them number one on my list. I still think they're a Super Bowl contender.
You had the Rams eight last week.
Yeah.
I had the Rams six. Chase, you also had them eight. No. I, too, have the L.A. Rams four. You do, too?
So do
Come
I.
on.
Yep.
Really?
This team, when they've got everybody, this team is stacked. And I now feel like they've got enough, even without, what does Elijah call him, Bobby Trees?
Bobby Trees.
Bobby Trees, out for the year.
Robert Woods, out for the year. Watch out for the Rams.
Yep.
I was just looking at Stafford's number. He only got me 15 points last night.
I'm curious to see what Stafford looks like in a position he's never been in before. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they made the playoffs, I think, was it once or twice?
Maybe twice.
With Detroit.
Maybe.
But,
maybe.
You know, it's a different kind of pressure.
Yep. Okay. Number five, Chase.
That is where I put my beloved Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, we're going to be different then. Good.
Finally.
Willie.
I have the Buccaneers here.
Hey, Tampa Bay.
I think they've got some major, major problems going forward here. Major problems.
Oh, they're dealing with injuries?
Yeah, to key players.
Oh, it happens to other teams other than just here?
Yeah.
Other teams get injuries? To key players? Really?
They do.
I thought it was only here.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm telling you. So some teams get healthy while the others go through this. That's what you have to hope for if you're the Titans, that you steadily get healthier after you've gone through the fire. Tampa is going into the fire right now.
Okay. You have Tampa 5. I have the New England Patriots 5. And you're saying, well, you had them 5 last week. Why would you keep the Patriots at 5?
Why would you?
And they lost. Yeah, they lost. They lost to Indy. But I couldn't make a case for somebody above them.
Okay.
Because I have Dallas at 6. And I went back and forth. Dallas, New England, Dallas, New England. I moved Dallas up. I mean, I had them at 8 last week. I moved them up to 6. I still think they got issues. Like, I'm still not sold. They got to show me more. I know they're 10-4.
That's the thing. They're finding ways to.
They're playing some pretty crappy teams. You know, I mean, let's not forget on Thanksgiving they lost at home to the Raiders.
I
can't get that out of my head. Like, you lost at home.
The Raiders aren't bad.
On Thanksgiving, what? Yeah, they're bad.
They're pretty bad.
No, they're bad.
They're bad?
Yeah, they're bad. Yeah, they're
7-7. That's not bad.
Do you watch them?
It's mediocre.
They're mediocre. They're a mediocre team.
You said they were bad. I say they're mediocre.
Okay, that's a mediocre team.
Semantics.
Yeah. Semantics? Okay, so I get a grade, it's a C. That's a mediocre. Bad is a D or an F.
Well, they were bad in Kansas City because they got smoked.
Kansas City's pretty good.
In Kansas City.
C's good degrees.
Well, according to you guys, Dallas is pretty. According to you, Dallas is pretty good. Yep. They're third on your list, and they lost at home to that team.
Yep. Everybody's got their one.
Oh, everybody's got their one.
They do. Am I wrong?
Okay. Who were the other three losses? Who did Dallas lose to?
Bucks.
The Bucks on opening week where they played pretty well.
Right. They did. The other two?
Trying to remember. Who were the other two?
I don't have it in front of me.
Look, you just stick to your list.
I've got my list. I've got them 6. I've got Dallas 6.
Willie has already established he doesn't need
You're saying you throw out bad, and 7-7 is not a bad record. It's a mediocre.
During the break, he definitely deserved my sass. No, he deserved it.
He did. He didn't realize he deserved it, but he did.
They lost to the Chiefs and the Broncos.
Yeah, that's right.
Broncos at home, by the way.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
The Broncos at home, weren't they losing 30-0?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they lost 30-16.
And the Broncos are 7-7. They can look pretty good sometimes. They're a mediocre team.
I think that was when Dak came back, too.
I think you're right. He was back. He played that game. Yeah, they were awful.
That was not good.
Okay, so that, by the way, that Broncos is another. That was a bad one. Okay, Chase, who do you have at 6?
That is where I put the Arizona Cardinals. Not only did they lose to the Detroit Lions, but they were never in that game.
Nope.
That was embarrassing.
Nope.
That was bad.
They were not.
So they took a tumble.
They couldn't stop Josh Reynolds. I know that.
No, they could not. So they tumbled down the list.
I also have Arizona at 6. I think it's the same type of thing. I'm curious. They're teetering. I say they're on the verge of a fade. That's my gut feeling. We'll see if I'm right.
Well, if you've noticed, I have not said Arizona yet.
You haven't.
And I had Arizona 3 last week.
So did I.
Yeah, all three of us did. I have Arizona 7.
You have the Cowboys 6.
I have the Cowboys 6. Okay. I have Arizona 7. But as we know, because we've already had this discussion, it's going to change because Arizona is going to get a big win this week on Saturday when they beat Indianapolis.
Correct.
That's top shelf pick. I've already top shelfed it.
That will affect our rankings.
Chase has top shelfed it. Yeah. Willie has top shelfed the Colts. So we already know our top shelves for pick 6 tomorrow.
We've thrown the gauntlet down.
And yes, we're going to do pick 6 tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, Arizona
tomorrow
top
being
shelf.
Thursday.
Tomorrow's Thursday, Willie.
Tomorrow is
and you know what? It's the 23rd.
It is.
Tomorrow.
Not Christmas Eve.
You know what else we'll do tomorrow? Silly underdog picks.
Yep.
That's at noon.
Got it down.
Thursday's at noon. It's not as much fun because the listeners don't have a clue what we're talking about.
Like I said, I wish that had been.
Yeah. Captured live.
So number 7.
Arizona. So obviously you guys don't have Arizona. Chase, who do you have?
That is where I put the Indianapolis Colts. Mm. Mm. Notice there's a team I haven't said yet that I've been pretty high on. But I haven't said them yet.
I have the Patriots at 7. Down from 6. They're still what I think they are, a good, solid team that's not a great team. That's right about
where they should be. All right, Willie, who do you have at 8?
At 8, I have the Titans.
Okay, so do I.
And hanging by a thread.
Okay.
I have the Titans at 8.
This is a huge test tomorrow. Huge test tomorrow.
I move the Patriots to 8.
Patriots to 8.
This got beat by the Colts, so I had to have him behind.
Right, so that loss puts them ahead of them? A loss at Indy?
Yeah, the Colts are ahead of the Patriots.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What I did.
So I've got the Titans 8. Willie's got the Titans 8. You've got the Patriots 8.
Yes.
I have trying to look. Let me pull up the previous ones. I didn't have them in last week. When's the last time I had Indy in there? Have I had Indy in there? I don't think I have.
I don't think any of us has had them in there.
I don't think I've ever had Indy in there. No, I'm looking. No, I have not had the Colts. I don't think.
Nope. Nobody has.
So I have put the Colts at 9.
So have I. I got the Colts at 9. First time I've put them in the top 10.
I put the Titans at 9.
So it's interesting. We don't have any real outliers to this point. We all have the same team.
I
just
think
10 is
going to be interesting.
I'll bet you at least two of us have the same number 10. Let's see.
Okay, did you have it between two teams?
Really between three.
Yeah.
Between three.
It was tough.
It's a first-timer, though.
It's a first-timer.
I bet you we have the same one,
Chase. I do not have a first-timer. I just slid them back a spot. I'll just go on and let mine was between the Chargers and the 49ers, and I went with the Chargers.
Okay. I went with the 49ers.
I still think the Chargers are the better team.
I went 49ers.
So yeah. I took the Chargers at 10. I kept the 49ers out.
Okay. So they're all different.
So you went 49ers?
I went 49ers, and then I had the other three teams in the mix. The Bills, the Chargers, and the Bengals were the other ones I considered.
I like this. I am going to be completely different.
Jason and I did not even have Buffalo in our top 10 last week. You had Buffalo 9.
Yeah, I dropped them out.
They beat Carolina, and you've dropped them out.
I just...
What? Say it. They're paper champions? Yeah.
Can't run the ball.
It's okay.
Can't run the ball.
Paper champions.
Still a chance to make a run. Big one. They've got the Patriots here. That's where it's all going to go down.
Yep.
Beat the Patriots, and then we'll talk.
Things will change. Okay.
I don't have the 49ers. We don't have the same.
We don't have the 49ers.
I'm going to create controversy.
Whoa. You going Bengals?
No. Miami Dolphins.
Oh, come on.
Stop it.
They've won 7 in a row.
No, they haven't.
Yeah. They've won 7 in a row.
They've won 6 in a row. They've won 6 in a row. Come on.
Okay, but that's still.
You don't believe that.
Six in a row? Yes.
No, you don't.
That game against the Jets.
Miami. So Miami the Chargers, they're beating them?
Yes.
If Miami plays the 49ers, they're beating them?
Maybe.
They got to play the game. First.
Well, they have another game that they should win this week, right? Who are they playing
this
week?
They play the Saints.
New Orleans.
I don't know about should. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. So this is who they've beaten this week.
The next three are tough. Are obviously tough for them.
No, listen. This is who they've beaten. You did not look at this. You just saw, they've won 6 in a row. Well, you said 7.
No,
they've beaten the Texans, the Jets.
Titans didn't do that.
The Panthers.
Titans
the Giants. Oh, the Jets again.
Yeah, barely.
And the Ravens. So they've had one legit win. And by the way, the Ravens aren't even – not one of those is a playoff team. Right? Currently, the Ravens are out of the playoff picture. 6-game winning streak against non-playoff teams. And you've got them 10.
It's my list.
It is. That's dumb. That's dumb.
You're dumb.
I'm not giving you a gold sticker for that.
I don't want a gold sticker.
That's dumb. They're not the 10th best team.
According to my list, they are.
Nah.
That's 6 in a row.
It's a dumb list.
Soon to be 7 in a row.
I'm scrapping yours. I'm putting a big X through Chase's.
I don't get to do a list
bad
anymore.
Picks. In fact, I'm writing it. My comments, bad picks.
Okay.
Come on. The Dolphins are better than the Chargers. They're better than the 49ers. Really? Are they better than the Bengals?
I think they're right there.
What do you mean they're right there? Yeah, the answer is yes. You have them 10.
Yes. They are better than those teams.
They're better than those. Now they're
right
better
now
than
today.
Them.
Right now
they're
today.
They're better
they
than
are.
The Bengals.
Right now today. And Tua, I trust.
Did you watch Tua throw the pick six to tie the game with the Jets? It was tight. It was tight against the Jets.
I did.
They barely got
through. I knew this would create.
I don't believe you did. I don't believe you watched.
I did. Sunday ticket.
They were shaky.
Great. Great thing.
I'll tell you this. I hope you're wrong, Chase, because the Titans are counting on a win against the Dolphins. They've got to beat the Dolphins.
Well, no. Tell us your – I mean, I just told you. They've won six in a row against six non-playoff teams. So what's your love for what do they do? What do you like? Tell you. You've been watching them clearly. Tell us what you like.
I like.
What do you like?
I like their coach.
You like their coach?
I do.
Okay. What else? What else you like?
I like Tua.
You like Tua?
I trust in Tua.
You trust him?
Yeah.
You trust Tua. Okay.
He made some mistakes, but it happens.
Uh-huh. What else you like?
He is
about
playing
him?
Better.
Give us your assessment. They'll tell us. That's you all, tell us. You've been all, watching the Dolphins.
That's all I got.
So that's what you've got. You like Tua and their coach.
Chase Folks, saw that cannot, Christian Wilkins touchdown and touchdown celebration.
You cannot get
I'm
this
sold.
Analysis
Ryan,
everywhere else.
Ryan just says Tua is Chase's new version of Teddy B.
He's taking over for Teddy B.
Well, we know how that worked out.
Is Teddy okay? How is Teddy?
Teddy's they're acting like he may play. I don't see that. Come on. He's not playing.
Okay, I don't care who they
– He went to the hospital. He's not playing.
He did. But here's the thing. You win six games in the NFL in a row. Like, come on. That's impressive.
So you literally just looked at the standings and said, oh, six-game winning streak.
I have been keeping up with the fact that they've been winning these games and they had one win and they've gone on this streak and now they're at 500.
Who ran the ball on Sunday? Don't you say anything, Willie. Who ran the ball? Don't be looking at your computer. Look at me.
I'm not.
Look at me. 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 That's an inside joke.
I can't remember.
Look at me. Look at me.
Mercury Morris.
Don't look at your computer. Who ran the ball?
Ronnie Brown.
You don't. This is so bad.
Who?
Don't, Elijah. Don't.
Said Ricky Williams.
Don't look at your phone.
I'm not looking at anything.
I know your boy Ricky's going to be texting you.
No, I know the guy's name.
Oh, yeah. You've been watching. You told us you've been watching him.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Larry Zonka.
Yes, how many more?
There was a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes. No, that is. He played for the Dolphins. He was a running back.
Crap. What is the guy's
name?
Don't
even know.
See his.
And I know the answer. And I'm not looking at anything. And he actually had a big game. He's like their fifth-string running back.
No, I'm blanking.
Actually,
on
didn't they just pick him up off the street?
I think he started the season in Cleveland.
Well, he started the season. He's been all over the place. Texans, Browns. I don't know who else he's played. You don't even know.
I don't know.
This is so bad.
He's
this
the key to so their bad. Six-game winning streak.
So bad.
Hey, I'm the program director. I can put whoever the hell I want.
Oh, so
there it
your
is.
Come back to the PG.
Kiss the ring. Oh, what's that, Dennis? You want to see me later?
Duke Johnson.
Oh.
Duke Johnson.
Former Texan.
Great work. Yeah. Great insight, Chase, on the Dolphins.
Journey
Thank
man.
You. Thank you. So, sure, 10. We'll see. Who do they have this week?
The Saints.
What crappy Saints. Team they
the
got
Saints.
This week?
They're the Saints. They have Elijah Saints.
I'll just say right now, I think they lose that game. Wouldn't be surprised. What's the line?
Let me look.
I'm going to say Saints are favored.
What's the line on
by
the Titans,
at the dome.
By the way?
Saints by two. Haven't looked at it.
You say Saints?
By two.
By two.
Willie, what do you got?
Where is it?
It's at the dome.
At the dome. At I would dome. Say Saints by two.
Saints by yeah. two.
Survey set, Ladarius. What do you think? Saints by two? Is that where you're going with? Survey says I don't. Need this promotion. I just need the NFL line.
Need a
Thank
drum
you.
Roll.
By the way, the
Saints
the
by
robot,
three on BetMGM.
Saints
Thank
by three.
You, Elijah.
Wow, thank,
thank
you. Man, this is a good segment for you, Chase.
It's whatever.
Hey, they could win.
I'll bet it. I'll take the plus three.
Do it right
Chase
now.
Chase
is going
to come in
Lock
with a Dolphins
in.
Helmet
Lock
on.
Lock it in.
Miami Dolphins
Lock
are
it
the
in.
Greatest football team.
Lock it in right now. We want to see it. Lock in the Dolphins plus three.
The over-under set at a delicious 38.5.
That should be a fun game.
Defense.
There you
fun
go.
Fun game.
Let's see. $1.
Lock it in. All right. $1.
$1.
All right. We will come back and wrap up the second hour. Third hour, we're going to talk to our man Greg Wyshynski. He actually talked about our show in his latest article on ESPN.com, which happened to be about our conversation with David Poile yesterday on the show, because yesterday was Tuesday. Today's Wednesday, Willie. Yep. So he talked about our interview with David Poile.
And what day was the interview?
It was Monday.
It was Monday
after the show.
That's what threw me off.
David had a scheduling conflict, and so we taped it after the show.
He was.
But you would never know until you just now, you know, made me tell the listeners that it was done the day before. Nobody would have known.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he spilled the beans.
You did.
David was buying his tickets to the Dolphins and Saints game.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Did you lock it in?
It's locked in.
Yeah. How much did you do? $1?
$10.
Did you really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. More here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe on lyrics. Sing it, Chase.
You're talking
Super Bowl.
We're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins number 10. It's also have you noticed that it's the Houston Oilers fight song too?
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
There's a lot of them that sound. Was that done in the 80s?
That's
like Superchargers, Dolphins, Oilers. I think they all kind of sound the same.
Well, no.
That's literally the same.
Yeah, that's literally the same. But that's like probably the 70s.
The Oilers and the Dolphins. Yeah. That's
Earl Campbell, 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's there. And then the Bengals had one. They all have these cheesy fight songs.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego Superchargers was a little more upbeat.
I agree. It's a little bit. It's a little bit better.
San Diego.
That's a good one.
Superchargers.
I love that one.
Yeah. It's a classic.
It's like Earth, Wind, and Fire singing.
Is it really?
Well, it sounds like it. It's like that's the theme. That's the genre.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, our show is presented by Creation CBD products curated for life. Play silly underdog picks with us. We'll make our picks tomorrow at noon. You can play along with us. Weekly prizes. Go win tickets to an upcoming sporting event or concert. All you have to do is go to thegamenashville.com for more details and to play along with us. Silly Underdog Picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Let's do this right now, just for listening, just for being a part of us, being a part of the show with us today here on this Wednesday. Be caller 6, or be caller 10 for Chase's Dolphins. Be caller 10 for Chase's Fins. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Call in on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see War on Drugs at the Ryman Auditorium. That'll be January 24th. January 24th. We're live here at Mercedes-Benz of Music City, 734 Envious Lane. We'll be doing our show until 2 o'clock here today. People have been dropping off items, and we really thank you. Giving cash donations, we thank you. We're going to go buy stuff for Christmas morning. If you have new socks, new gloves, new knit hats, new coats, new sweatshirts, preferably larger sizes and darker colors, we would love for you to be able to help us give these out to folks who can't help themselves on Christmas morning. We know, unfortunately, our city grows, that population grows. We need more items. We're going to feed them, courtesy of Yogi's Pizzeria. But we've had some really, really generous donations already, and we're just approaching the midway point of our show. We've got a couple more hours to go. We're out here by the airport. It's Briley Parkway South exit. If you're on 40, you cannot miss this place. It's a beautiful location, beautiful place, and we've got a tent right out front. You can literally just pull right up, and you don't have to get out of your car. Now, we were willing to put Jeff Kolb at work earlier, but I think he left.
He's gone.
I think he left.
But the massage chairs are open. So I mean,
yep. They are.
That might be used in a break.
They look very comfortable. This just in. Looks like Elijah has gotten caller 10.
Very nice.
So, good for him and good for you for listening. We'll have Greg Wyshynski coming up at noon. What is the one thing, what's the key to the Titans winning this game? The 49ers have been very good in this winning streak, winning 5 of 6. They're running the ball effectively. It's interesting when you look at the stats coming into this game. There's a lot of things. They are right exactly almost the same. Points per game, San Francisco 25.7, Titans 24.1.
Yeah, and
points allowed per game, 49ers 22.4, Titans 22.1.
And if you look at recent games, it's much more in the favor of the 49ers for obvious reasons. The Titans are 3-3 without Derrick Henry. They played a lot of those games without other critical players, as we've been chronicling throughout. And the 49ers have gotten healthier and they've gotten better. Here's the key. Here's the biggest stat that I found today. Look at the 49ers defense against the run. It's number 2 in the league,
rushing,
according to Football Outsiders. It is really, really good. So it's going to be very difficult for the Titans to run the ball.
Are you talking about during this winning streak?
No, I'm talking about overall.
Because the Titans are better than the 49ers.
I'm not worried about that. I'm talking about the Titans trying to run the ball against the 49ers. Number 2 in the NFL.
Well, I'm saying the Titans have given up a lot less yards rushing than the 49ers.
Yes, that's good. The Titans have had tremendous rush defense. I'm worried about the Titans doing the one thing they've been able to do on offense, and that's run the ball. I don't think it's going to be easy to run the ball against the 49ers. The 49ers stopped the run.
Well, how are the 49ers better than the Titans when they've given up? They give up 22 yards more per game rushing than the Titans.
It's not about the yards with Football Outsiders. The analytics have them. This is Football Outsiders, number 2. So it's efficiency, running efficiency.
It's not the eye test, the analytics.
I think the eye test, you'll see that recently, too, that the 49ers have been stifling the run, just like the Titans have.
Yeah.
This may come down to Jimmy G against Ryan Tannehill. So A.J. Brown is going to be important. Now, if there is a weakness on the 49er defense, it is in the secondary. They're not great covering the pass if you can protect the quarterback, and that's a big if for the Titans.
The key to me is you can't turn the ball over. I mean, that's what's been beating them. You know, they've had all those turnovers.
Okay, that's always the first thing you write down.
I understand that, but I mean, and you can
kind of obvious.
Well, okay, fine, it is, but that's what the games that they've lost in this stretch here has been because they've had four.
Well, that goes
five
with
turnovers.
Well, are you guaranteeing victory if they don't turn the ball? If they turn the ball over less than the 49ers,
no,
or if they don't turn the ball over.
No, but I'm saying that it's certainly got to be part of your bullet points, your key points.
But it is every week.
Yeah. No, take care of the ball. Right. I mean, Mike Vrabel said it as much.
You can write down if you turn it over, if you're minus 3.
13 times, you're going to lose. That's going to be 3.
It doesn't matter
in
who
3
you're
games, you're losing.
I think it's a legit question. If the turnovers are even, can the Titans still find a way to win?
Well,
that's not a gimme here.
That's where I was
49ers
going next.
Are very
I think A.J. Brown is going to be key because A.J. Brown has to get this offense going. They've run the ball well, you're right, but – A.J. Brown is going to be the one that I think is going to have to kickstart this offense and make some big plays. And my hope is, you know, one, is he healthy? And two, is he going to hold on to the ball? The dropsies do worry me with him.
Yeah, let's hope he got out of that mode.
Let's see him on the field first before we're worried about dropsies.
It looks like he's going to play.
I think he is.
I think he's going to play.
Yeah.
What is the line on this game?
It's 3. San Francisco minus 3.5.
San Francisco minus 3.5. There you go. Shows you how well the 49ers are playing.
Again, the odds makers are begging you to take the Titans.
Yep.
Congratulations, Jonathan Grigsby. Thank you, Jonathan, for listening. It pays to listen to this show. And congratulations on being lucky caller 10, courtesy of Chase's Miami Dolphins. We'll
and
come
Chipper
back.
Jones.
Greg Wyshynski will switch gears to start hour number 3. That's next.